Penguin Random House Audio presents Ready Player 2 by Ernest Klein. Read for you by Will Wheaton. Cutscene. After I won Halliday's contest, I remained offline for 9 straight days, a new personal record. When I finally logged back into my Oasis account, I was sitting in my new corner office on the top floor of the GSS skyscraper in downtown Columbus, Ohio, preparing to start my gig as one of the company's new owners. The other 3 were still scattered across the globe. Shoto had flown back home to Japan to take over operations at GSS's Hokkaido division. H was enjoying an extended vacation in Senegal, a country she dreamed of visiting her whole life because her ancestors had come from there. And Samantha had flown back to Vancouver to pack up her belongings and say goodbye to her grandmother, Evelyn. She wasn't due to arrive here in Columbus for another 4 days, which seemed like an eternity. I needed to distract myself until our reunion, so I decided to log back into the Oasis and try out a few more of the super user abilities my avatar now possessed. I climbed into my brand new top-of-the-line Oasis immersion rig, a Habesha OIR 9400, then put on my visor and haptic gloves and initiated the login sequence. My avatar reappeared where I'd last logged out, on the planet Thonia, standing outside the gates of Castle Anorak. As I'd anticipated, there were thousands of other avatars already gathered there, all waiting patiently for me to make an appearance. According to the newsfeed headlines, some of them had been camped out there all week, ever since I'd resurrected them in the aftermath of our epic battle against the Sixers. In my first official act as one of GSS's new owners, just a few hours after the fight ended, I'd authorized our admins to restore all the...